Today's Girls Soccer Report is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors for this Tuesday, April 14th. Roofing contractors you can trust. A bunch of fun games here today as we had the Carroll Tigers, the Esack County Raiders, and Kemper Knights all in action. We'll start with Carroll as they took on Loma and picked up a big 1-0 win. They were scoreless in the first half and ended up picking up the 1-0 final with an Anna Steinkamp goal in the second to a mid part of the half. Tigers started out a little slow. We're kind of in that still heartbreak stage from last night's very close loss to Winterset. They've been traveling pretty far as well, so a little, I don't know if jet lagged's the word, but, you know, they're a little tired from having to go over to Winterset and then go over to Logan. But a defensively good game, especially from Maddie Breddy, who did a nice job in the back row for the Carroll Tigers. Looking at their shots on goal, Jersey Spore had a shot on goal. Leah Nystrom had one. Anna Steinkamp obviously had her goal with a shot on goal. And Marin Overmull had a save for the Carroll Tigers. The 11th-ranked Kemper Knights hosted Greene County today as well. They picked up a huge 10-0 win with plenty of goals on the board. Sierra Pudence getting the hat trick with three goals. Riley Massey had two. Kaylin Pudence with one. Megan Keese with one. Kaylee Houseman with one. And Mackenzie Yetmar with one. The Esack County Raiders fell tonight to a good West Central Valley club over at their place. They started out the game very good as Carla Blasi scored a goal 2 minutes into the game to make it 1-0. They held on to that 1-0 lead through the halftime break until West Central Valley scored in the second half at about the 1:30 mark into the second half to make it 1-1. Then at the 26:39 mark, they scored to make it 2-1. After that, two more goals went throughout the duration of the game. Carla Blasi, two shots on goal, the one goal as well, and Danae Thayer had 10 saves for the Raiders. That was a look at your girls' soccer report for this April 14th, a Tuesday night, brought to you by the CB Sports Network.